and happy first high day of the Days of Unleavened Bread. And I've been looking around here, and I think it's kind of strange. I don't see any leavened bread here. Well, no, it's not strange. It's something that we expect, something that we know is going to happen. And as we get closer and closer, though, to the time of the end, some other things are going to begin to happen. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a message here concerning some of the things that are going to be happening and how we should be involved with it, with the meaning of this particular day. So the first thing I'd like to mention is that in the time of the end, okay, now then you ask yourself the question, when is the time of the end? Now, if I were to say the time of the end is tomorrow, you'd say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I would say that if someone dies, that's their end. But as far as the end of the world and what's happening, you know, as far as the world is concerned, and God working with all peoples on the face of this earth, and that includes both the Jews and the Gentiles. And I should say, actually, the Israelites, the Jews, and then, of course, the Jews are part of Israel, and the Gentiles. And I think most of you know that it says in the Bible, in the book of Romans, that the times of the Gentiles is coming, and when the times of the Gentiles would be over, then that's when God is going to bring things to a close. But even then, we can't give what I would say exactness sometimes of those things. Otherwise, we would have to start believing when two people stand up and say, we are the two witnesses. And you say, oh, wow. You mean somebody would stand up and say they are the two witnesses? They already have, and I think most of you know that. That two people came along and said that they were the two witnesses. But the problem with that would be the fact is that the two witnesses are going to do a work, not go around proclaiming that they're the two witnesses. And the work that they do will show who they are. Now, again, there's a caution right there too as well. Because Satan also does duplicates sometimes just to get people to follow and then begins to tear down what he had said and bring in the leavening, and people would fall for it in our society today. You and I would not, and I'll tell you why we wouldn't falter that. It's through the power of God's Spirit that keeps us true and keeps us unleavened. We're keeping 7 days of unleavened bread, which actually pictures a completeness. And I'd like to just mention a little bit of that to start with from the viewpoint that so many times, and the Scripture says it as well, because even Jesus mentioned it as well, concerning the Passover and concerning actually putting it together with the days of unleavened bread. And yet we are going to be keeping now for the next 7 days the 7 days of unleavened bread that the Bible says explicitly that we are to observe and to keep for the purpose of the church. Keep this in mind, for the purpose of the church and those that God is calling to become the first fruits. And yet there are, as the Scripture states, actually 8 days of unleavened bread. Now, I put it that way because of the fact, just to give you also a